Hello and welcome to the God Story Podcast. I'm Brent Siddle. A very special guest on the show with us this time is Maria Marinayagam, a children's author who's just published the first two books in a new series launching with Hachette called Baby Virtues. Now, the series aims to introduce small children to foundational Christian virtues. I find it utterly delightful, I've got to say. Now, Maria is a Tamil Sri Lankan Canadian children's author who enjoys writing picture books centered on STEM, faith, and South Asian culture. When Maria is not writing, she can be found traveling the world, devouring books, and spending time with her family. And I can attest to the devouring books bit because her bookshelf, which I can see on the left-hand side of my screen, is just overflowing with books.
It is overflowing. It's like
Maria, hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, it's a delight. What sort of books do you buy? What sort of books are you into? I'm trying to make out some of the titles.
You know, I've got my bookshelf divided into three categories. So on the side that you can't see, there's a bunch of nonfiction titles. So I love reading nonfiction, self-help, historical, all sorts of things there. And then in the middle, I have all my kind of faith-based titles that we love, from children's books and up. And then behind me is my fiction shelf. So that's the one that you're seeing. And so there's a lot of a lot of middle grade and YA. And then if you went upstairs to my kids' room there, you'd see all the picture books and board books in their
rooms. Yes. Well, let's get into something. Your bookshelf surely is overflowing. I can see that. Before we get any further, can I ask you, what is STEM? It's your publicity says you enjoy writing picture books centered on STEM. What is STEM?
So STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. And my background is as an engineer. And so that was my first career. And so I still have a passion for writing books that are centered around science and math and getting kids engaged in those subjects from a young age.
Oh, so you can write, you cover all the bases, don't you? You're really a scientist and you're into arts as well. How did the children's writing start?
As I said, I worked as an engineer for about 10 years. And then after the birth of my first daughter, I started feeling this kind of call to writing, but I wasn't sure how that was going to really marry with my existing job or how that would look like. So I went back to work. I went back to engineering. And then after the birth of my second daughter, I was really, really reflecting on this new state of motherhood and what was God really calling me to do in this next phase of life. And that calling again to writing came back, and I wasn't sure what kind of writing at the time. I wasn't sure if it should be blogs or children's books. I had some ideas percolating in my mind, and so I just started. I started writing with the support of my family, and the more I dove into it and the more I prayed about it, I really felt led to children's books. And I love the quote, "Where God leads, God provides." And I feel like I started writing the children's books, and it was soon after that I signed with my literary agent, and then she was able to start selling them to publishers. And now there are 10 that are coming out, from board books to middle grades. So
yes, we'll get on to talk about those, the Baby Virtue series. I'm keen to talk about that, but I want to just explore a little bit of your cultural background. I'm fascinated. You were born in India. You describe yourself as a proud Tamil Sri Lankan Canadian, and you grew up in Nigeria and across various parts of Canada. Now, I wonder how all this culture, or how has your cultural background formed you, do you think, as a person and as a writer?
It's just such an integral, like, part of who I am, right? And because I've just been exposed to so many different places, and even within Canada, right, we have our own kind of microcultures all across the different provinces that I lived in. Each of those have kind of become a part of who I am. And I love sharing that in my writing, because I think that we are just more than one thing. We're, you know, every single person is more than one thing, and all these different experiences and places and cultures and the things that we're exposed to become the fabric of who we are. And it's actually, when I think about what I write, for the longest time, I was like, well, I don't have a specific brand. You know, I'm not only writing faith-based books. I'm not only writing science books. I'm not only writing cultural books, but it's about this idea that we are all these different identities and how they intersect, and how we can contain multitudes and be more than one thing.
Yes. How does your cultural background reflect itself in the Baby Virtue series, or does it?
It does in the sense that I really wanted to showcase in the series a wide variety of different kids from different backgrounds showcased as each of the different virtues. So as you know, the baby virtues, each book, and the first two are Baby Hope and Baby Courage. It personifies these kids as virtues. So Baby Hope goes about his day and he is showcasing what hope can look like, and Courage, Baby Courage, is doing the same thing. And I wanted each of the books to show a different kind of nationality, a different background, so that we could really showcase the diversity of our churches and the beauty that exists within our congregations.
Yeah, for sure. And you say there are going to be 10 books in this series?
There's no 10 books are coming out from me within the series. Right now there are four. There are four that are coming out. Two have released this month in January, and then there's two more that are coming. Baby Love will be the next one, and we are still finalizing what the fourth one will be.
Yeah, what age of child are you, or adult, are you aiming for? Because I enjoyed them.
I think we could all benefit from them. They are targeted towards kids that are between 0 to 5. I did a class visit with a kindergarten class recently, and they were really able to engage with it. My oldest daughter is 6, and it's interesting what each child will bring to it. I have, different people emailing me and showing me the range of kids that have the books in their hands, and they are from young babies, right? And they're going to be taking more from like the pictures and just, what they can get from visuals. Whereas as you get older, you're having those like bigger conversations about what it means to live out hope and courage in your life as a toddler.
Did you draw the illustrations as well as do the writing?
No, the illustrator is Kat Uno, and she did a fabulous job. And
She
Worthy
did.
Kids was the one who found her for this project.
She did indeed. Now, why did you decide to personify each of the virtues? What are you aiming to do?
So I was hoping that by personifying the virtues, it would take these really abstract and kind of complicated subjects and distill them down into very simple, everyday actions that a child could undertake and could relate to in living out these virtues. So, as you know, like Baby Hope goes about his day, he's waiting for a boo-boo to heal. He's waiting for night to pass. He's waiting for summer. And showcasing these things that kids can relate to about how they could live out their day or how they can live out their life at this point, at this phase. And same thing with Baby Courage. Baby Courage has to admit when she does something wrong. She has to try something new. And what does courage look like to a child that age?
Why is it important to teach Christian virtues to our children, do you think?
So for me, the virtues are the building blocks of Christian morality. So I look at myself and I look at, the parents that are around me, and we're all trying to put our kids into a bunch of activities right now. We're trying to put them into, skating and swimming and dance and everything else. And the reason that we're trying to do this is because we know that if we start young, that they are more likely to be good at it and learn it quicker. And the same thing is true of our faith life. If we can start from a young age, they're going to be more likely to develop this as a practice. And virtues are not something that we're born with. They're something that we do develop and something that we actually have to make a practice in our lives. So starting young is the best time to start, because I think, as we know, research says that most people embrace their faith at a young age. So that's why.
How were you taught Christian virtues as a child? Were you taught Christian virtues as a child?
I don't think that I was formally taught them, but one of the things that we know is that kids are going to learn from the examples that are set around us, right? And so, I mean, the first teacher is always going to be the parents and how they're choosing to live their lives. But that can also be in what we choose to read to our kids and what we choose to expose our kids to. And so from a young age, I saw that in my parents and the things that they had to overcome. I saw their courage and I saw their hope in, coming to a new country. I saw, those things were manifested in their actions. But I love the idea of naming them. I love the idea of naming them for kids, because then they know what it is that they are trying to develop within themselves as they get older.
Yes, when I was small, my parents used to read me lots and lots of Dr. Seuss, and I'm not sure what sort of virtues that those books taught me. I went back and reread The Cat in the Hat, which was my favourite, and actually it's very profound. You can make all sorts of applications, Stranger Danger and all sorts of things.
Right.
But all of that went over my head, I think, as a small child. I just liked the pictures with The Cat in the Hat. I thought he was funny. But anyway.
And just the wordplay in there.
The wordplay
Don't get
fabulous.
Me wrong. We're reading Dr. Seuss at our house, too, and they think it's really funny. So
yeah, they are fabulous. They are fabulous. He was a brilliant man. So let's come on to talk about the books. The first two, Baby Hope, Baby Courage. Why is it important to teach our children about hope?
So especially in our world today and all the things that our kids are being exposed to, I think hope is so important in getting us through all the things that our kids are going to have to overcome as they get older, you know? And so I think for me, hope needs to become a way of life, because it's easy to hope when things are going really well, but there's going to be often times in our life when things are not going well. And there's a spread in Baby Hope that's one of my favorites, where it says, even when it rains, Baby Hope knows that the sun will shine again with a rainbow. And I love that, because real hope manifests itself even when things are not going right. So, which is going to happen often in life. I think we can all attest to that. So developing that virtue will help sustain ourselves through that. And understanding that God is there for us through all those times, and that his answers are just right. That's another favorite line of mine, that Baby Hope prays for what he wants, but he knows that God's answer will be just right. And knowing that God is watching over us and is the reason for our hope.
And there are scripture verses included in the books, aren't there? I was fascinated by that. I think the first one's got a couple of verses from Romans, I noted. Why did you want to include scripture in each of these books?
Well, I wanted parents as well as children to tie this to those biblical foundations of where virtue comes from. Like as 2 Peter chapter 1, 5-8 says, for this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge. And it goes on from there. But it says, for if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective and unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so virtue is going to help us be effective and fruitful in our knowledge of Jesus. And so I wanted these books to tie back to those biblical foundations of understanding that that's where virtue comes from. And virtue is really just the building blocks of our faith.
Mm. Let's come on to Baby Courage. What sort of fears do our young children have these days?
You know, I think it's obviously changing from when you're young to when you're older. And just focusing on the age range of Baby Courage, that kind of 0 to 6 year old range, I think it looks like making a mistake and having to admit that you made a mistake. I think that takes a lot of courage. And being able to say, no, I don't want to do that when everyone else is doing that. That's something that happens when you're getting a little bit older. But as a younger child, it could also look like, you know, you're starting kindergarten or you're starting preschool and you have no friends. Can you walk up to someone and say hi? But it can also be as simple as being afraid of the dark or, you know, a spider. So courage, I think, has lots of applications at this age, and then it continues to change and grow as they get older. But starting to name them, like today I took my daughter to get a vaccination, and I had to, you know, I was able to say, like, we got to be like Baby Courage. We need to be brave as we go, as we do this. So lots, I think there's lots of applications at this age.
Mm, you probably already partly answered the next question. What does the book teach children about courage and the importance of courage? I think you've probably answered it, haven't you?
I'd like to think so. I think really what I'm hoping that kids can walk away with is that, like, you can still be afraid, and actually being afraid is a part of being courageous. There's this notion that, you know, when you're brave, you're fearless, and you're just able to do everything without even this ounce of, like, being scared. But in reality, real courage manifests itself when you are afraid and you still act. And that's how we define it at the beginning of the book as well, is the strength to do something even when you're scared.
Yeah. Okay. Why is it important, do you think, to teach our young children about the need to trust God?
I think as we grow up, it's, that trust becomes more and more something that gets tested. And so, as I was saying earlier, like developing these habits and these virtues and these abilities within yourself from a young age is going to give you that much more strength and preparation for when that trust is going to get tested, over and over again. And I think trust is just such a big instrumental piece of our faith. And really, faith and trust are so tied together. And same thing with hope. So being able to work on those things, and to understand that we have this loving God that's always watching over us and trying to and doing what's right for us, from a very young age, and taking that into adulthood, I think is so important, because it just, if we can develop that early, it'll be easier when we're really faced with those bigger challenges.
Nearing the end of the interview, how many more books have you got to write in the series?
So when I conceptualized the series, I was hoping to kind of mirror them after the seven heavenly virtues. So faith, hope, and love being the theological virtues, and then prudence, fortitude, which is courage, prudence, fortitude, temperance, and justice as the other four. But we want to be really obviously cognizant of the fact that we want them to be relevant to the kids and concepts that they can understand. So for example, with fortitude, we used courage instead. And with the other cardinal virtues, we are thinking about how we can make them relatable and understandable to kids, and breaking them down into concepts and words that they can understand.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, Maria, where can people get them?
You can get them wherever books are available. So you should be able to get them on Bookshop, Barnes and Noble, your independent bookstore should be able to order them in Amazon. Yeah.
All good. We'll put a link to at least one of those suppliers on our website.
Wonderful.
Maria Marinaigamd, have I pronounced that correctly?
Very close. Maria and Igum. Yeah.
Right. I did my best.
Oh,
The
yeah, you
author
did well.
of the author of these two new books, launching with Hachette, called Baby Virtues. And thank you so much, Maria, for your time. And thanks to our creative team at Liquid Edge, who sponsor this podcast and who take care of things behind the scenes. Maria, bless you. Thank you so much.
Bless you. Thank you so much for having me.
That's a pleasure.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the God Story Podcast. A huge thank you to all our Patreon supporters who help make this podcast happen. For as little as $5 a month, our supporters get early, ad-free access to all our regular episodes, plus bonus episodes that you won't find anywhere else. Be like them. Just click the Patreon link down in the show notes to visit us at patreon.com/godstorypodcast.